Hello everyone, welcome back to the Banter with Benita podcast. Welcome back to another episode. I am super excited for what I have to share to you guys today. So this is going to be an episode that you would want to listen again and you'd want to share. So today's topic is on why your circle of influence is important, who is in your circle of influence, who to let in your circle of influence, and who to tell that it's time to get off. So with that being said, let's just get right into it. So this is what I want you guys to do. I need you guys to be true to yourself, right? Because to be like everyone else is to be like no one. So just stay true to yourself. I need you to think. I need you to reevaluate everything. And you know the areas you have to apply the things you're going to hear today in your life. And that's the only thing you owe yourself to grow. So with that being said, let's get right into it. Why is your circle of influence so important? It is important because it's your relationship and the center of your influence. Our relationships are the entry to every single door in life that we want to and need to walk through. And so who you have in the circle of influence or in the room, making sure they are at the right place, is absolutely incredible. And it doesn't matter where you are from or your background, it just comes down to the people in your circle of influence or the people around you. And it's been said that birds of the same feathers flock together, so who you associate with is extremely important. So putting people in the place and knowing where people belong in your life is critical. And it's critical to getting where not only where you want to go, but your call or your destiny in life and the impact that you are called to have on other people. So I'm sorry if you feel I'm speaking very slow, because last time I received a complaint that I was talking very fast. So I'm trying my best to be slow so that everybody can understand what I'm saying. So who is in your circle of influence? I'm going to use boss as a case study because we've all been in a boss or we've seen one. So I need you guys to visualize a boss while I am talking. And mind you, never think you are better than anybody, but never think anybody is better than you. So in a bus, you know, we have a certain amount of seats, whether it's a coaster bus or any kind of bus, long, wide, small, anything. It's there are certain amount of seats on the bus, so everyone cannot be in your bus. And it takes time to invest in good relationships. And in a day, we have just 24 hours. In a week, we have 168 hours. So the most important person on your bus should be you. And then you can have the passengers. But you are the most important person. You are the driver of your bus. This is not a situation where you have a bus and somebody is driving it. No, you are the driver of your bus. And if you have only like 10 to 15 to 20 seats in your bus, you have to ask yourself, why is this person in my bus? Why is this person in my life at this particular time? What role does this person play in my life? That is going to help you determine who should be in your bus. Sometimes we have people in our bus and they belong on our bus, but they are the wrong place in our bus. Sometimes we have them in the front of the bus when they're supposed to be at the back, and sometimes we have them at the back when you're supposed to be at the front. So it's just like you're driving a bus and you don't know where you're going to, or you know but you don't really know the particular area or something, and you're using Google Map, and the phone or the GPS, the phone, it's not with you that is the driver. It's probably at the back of the bus and somebody's reading direction, when it's something you can just hang the phone with a phone holder and you can be seeing your direction. You can even hear it because it's closer to you and you don't make mistakes. So that's the kind of scenario that we have there. And so sometimes we it's not only about who is on the bus, it's are they in the right place, are they in the right position in the bus. So this is divided into your family, your friends, your colleagues, your business investors, business associates, that, you know, that's if you have a business. And so there are different categories of these people, and you can't give it all to your family. Your family is your family, period. That is it. And we have to always remember that time is the greatest commodity. It's something we cannot get back. No matter how much money you have, you can't go back in time. So we have to treat it like an egg, because it's actually an egg, and it's the greatest commodity of all times. Some of you will say money, but money is something, somebody can give you money without giving you their time. Okay, and maybe it's even time you want from that person, but they will just give you money and carry the money and go. But this time, so we just have to stay woke. You know, we have to ask yourself this question anytime you spend time with people. You say, when you ask yourself, like, when you walk away from this conversation, did it add value to you? Did you learn something new, or did you get inspired by that conversation? If the answer is no, then you really need to consider whether or not that person should be in your bus. Because when you go with the wrong people on your bus will be broken on the side of the road, the center, anywhere, and there'll be no one on your bus to fix the bus, to keep it going. So as individuals, we have to strive to be the best and to rise up in life, so that we can be on other people's bus and add value to them. Because the people that add value to your life are intentional. That means they are intentionally adding value to you. It is not a mistake. It's not a mistake. It's intentional. And people who subtract from you, that's people that do not add value to you. It's not intentional. They do not even know that they are not adding anything to you. And that's why you have to be able to determine which that is. And that bus concept will drive your whole life and would really drive it to one direction or the other. You know, I tell myself I am a massive work in progress. I know it myself. I'm not perfect. I don't know it all. And so I have to, so I ask everyone to really consider who really is on your bus. Because when you get ready to, you know, I don't care whether it's I need someone I can talk to, and I know that it's not going beyond the four walls, you have to have those people in your life, those people that, you know, if you tell something to it, that is it. It's not, I'm not scared. You have to have those people in your life. You have to have people that are honest with you, that are not all yes people. They tell you what you need, not what you want to hear. Mind you, they don't say it in a harsh way or in a negative way. They usually have your best interest and at heart. That's why the people on your bus is important, because you need to know that they have your best interest at heart. Some of us have people around us that they don't tell you the truth. They tell you what you want to hear. You yourself, you know that. You know the truth, right? But at times you don't want to tell yourself. At times you don't want to tell yourself the truth. And you now have you're talking to someone and you expect that person to tell you the truth. At times you don't even want to hear the truth that particular time, right? And we always have this set of people that let me just give you like a personal story. So if my friend is telling me something, right, I usually ask him, like, do you want the truth, or what do you want to hear? Is it the truth or something that's just going to butter your bread? So which one? And then I'm going to be like, okay, well, I will give you the two sides. So I'm going to tell her the truth and also, you know, try to calm her down, because I have her best interest at heart. So I'm going to tell her the truth. And there's nothing like having people in your life that tell you the truth, but they have your best, not the ones that would come and tell you the truth in a harsh way or in a very negative way. Not those kind of people. I mean those people that will tell you the truth in a very nice way, in a positive way. They are telling you the truth. It's very hard for you to swallow. It's like they are rubbing oil on the pill so that it just goes down. Those kind of people are very, very important. Not the ones that are like trying to mash the pill and they're like, oh, maybe you have to chew it or you have to soak it in water. Not those kind of people. So with that being said, you know, the kind of people on your bus have to be honest. They have to have your best interests at heart. So sometimes, you know, some people think they are protecting you, like, oh, I don't want you to lose your money, I don't want you to get hurt, I don't want you to get you, I don't want you to get disappointed. And we both know that in the process of anything great, you're going to have to experience all those things. You're going to experience the hurt, you're going to experience disappointment, you're going to lose your money. So every single one of us have to teach ourselves how to fail, because success is on the other side of failure. So as parents, we have to also teach our children that. And it's never failure when you take the lesson. If you need people in your life that says, okay, that didn't work out, let's see where it went wrong. Why did it go wrong? You know, what happened? Like, those kind of people, those are the kind of people we need, you know? And every single one of us has been made to have an impact in this world. We all have a gift, even if you don't know what it is. And even if you don't, it's even more important to have the right people on your bus, because they will even see it before you do. Because I remember my friends, you know, telling, they were even the ones that pushed me to start my podcast. They're even pushing me to start my YouTube channel, which I know I will very soon. I will start one very soon. But I didn't even know I have this gift, but apparently they have seen it since my high school days, since my secondary school days. They have seen it and they've been telling me. But you know, it's when someone is telling you something, you don't even believe in yourself, it's a total waste of time. But you don't have to get sad, because we are all growing, we are all a massive work in progress. So we are going to get to a point where we know we have to believe in ourselves, and that is very important. So you need the right people on your bus, because they're even going to see your gifts before you do it, before you see it. They're going to even push you out of your comfort zone. That the right people are going to push you out of your comfort zone. So you need to learn to push past the fear of intimidation. It's very, very important. So I know at this point you have answered the question I asked you to ask yourself. You already know who is not supposed to be on your bus. It can be your best friend. I know it's very hard. It's very, very hard, that one. And your friends or family or even closest co-worker, you know. Because these are people you love or you like them. But you know, for you to move forward, they should get down from your bus. I know it's sad, but you just have to do it. So how do you navigate them to get out of your bus without throwing them out? So how do you get them to get down? So this is it. The thing is that people don't recognize that they are potentially an issue for you. And so I believe that there is a cheering squad. And when you think of cheerleaders, what do you visualize? They are always at the side of the field. Always on the sidelines. They are never on the field. So they are just on the sidelines cheering the team. So those people might be your cheerleaders. So your friend or your best friend, family, closest co-worker, all those people. They, it's not like they are bad people. No, they have your best interest. Maybe they don't have what it takes to move you forward, but they are genuinely happy when you move forward. So that doesn't mean you should just like kick them off or stop talking to them, you know, stop being friends with them. No. they are just there to cheer you on. It doesn't make them bad people, you know. So the key is to get them on that sideline where they are watching, and they are probably inspired by what you're even doing, but they can't help you get there. So you have to just get them to that sideline. It doesn't mean you have to stop being friends with them. So while the people on your boards are the team that is actually on the field, that is helping you to move the game forward, I hope you guys understand. There are some people that are your cheerleaders, and there are some people that are your teammates, the people that you play with on the field. While there are some people that are on the sideline cheering you up. You know, when you watch soccer, or is it football? I think it's football or basketball. You know, we have these cheerleaders and all that. So some people are your cheerleaders and some people are your teammates. So it's up to you to move them to the sideline. Mind you, you cannot be responsible for other people's emotions. What you are responsible for is being kind. You know, there was someone I had to remove from my bus. They were cheerleaders, but not my teammates. They were my cheerleaders. But there are just some things that I know I need to do in my life. You know, this is how, like, you tell them, the cheerleaders, you know, you just, like, you don't have to say it in a harsh way, guys. You don't have to say it in a harsh way because it's hurtful, right? It's not like they hate you, but they have your best interest at heart, but they just cannot move you forward. So, you know, you just tell them that you may not hear from me as much as you used to, but, you know, I just want you to know that I love you, and I'll keep in contact with you. If you even need something, you can talk to me and all that. I remember one time there's this my friend, she did that to me and I was pretty much hurt, but you know, with time I just understood that yes, like, she's on a different path in life. She's on a different, we're not even in the same line. I mean, yes, we are all moving forward, but not the same direction. So I just understood she did what was best for her, and maybe then I didn't understand, but now I understand. And so it's very important for you to do that, for you to move the cheerleaders to the sideline and just move with your teammates. It's very important, because there are some people that will understand and there are some that would not understand. So that is it. So, you know, the people help you learn about yourself, you know. There are people that no matter how nice you are, or no matter how nice you are or you do, they are just like, whatever. While there are some people that are like, okay, it's not great, but you can be better, you know. And they already have a plan to even get you to do something better, you know. And that someone should be on your bus. The ones that know that, okay, it's not great, I know you can do better, you know, okay, these are the things I feel you can improve on, and those are the kind of people you need on your bus, you know. And the other ones that are just, it's well with them, you should get them off your bus. So there's this my friend that didn't know how to make up at one point, right? And she was learning it, so she did something and she was like, oh, what do you think about this? I would have easily just, oh my god, this is nice, girl, how did you learn this? But we all know the makeup is not nice. But I just told her the truth, you know. I was like, okay, you tried, because she's not a makeup artist, she's not a makeup person, so for her to even do it on her own, she's willing to learn. So I was like, oh, you tried, but I think you can improve on this area, you know, you didn't do this well, and blah blah blah. She's like, oh, thank you. You get, I would have easily just said, I'm sure there were people that were telling her, this is great, what, how did you learn this, girl? You're going to do my makeup next, when they know, we all know it's horrible. But I just had to tell her, I was like, this is nice, but I think you can improve in this area. This is the area you need to improve in. This is. But I love the fact that, you know, you're willing to learn and all that. But I didn't tell her in a harsh way. I told her in a very nice way, that she appreciated the fact that, you know, I even told her where she can improve on. So, and then, another story. There is my friend that he's a beat producer, right? And there was this time he just did a freestyle on one of his beats, and he's not a musician, he loves producing beats and all that. And you know, he did the freestyle, and I told him, oh, it's nice, but maybe it's not something you should venture into, because but you can improve, but you know, it's nice that at least you tried, you know that. So he was even saying I'm a critic, but like not in a negative way. No, I told him the truth in a nice way, and it's very, very important. So, you know, everyone wants to get on the bus. It's like, you know, especially when you want to go somewhere or not, and just see a bus, you know, at times you might not even ask what direction. If they're not even calling out the direction you're going to, you just, you know, enter, and when you enter, you're like, please, I'm going to this place. Like, no, oh yeah, stop dropping. So everyone wants to get on your bus, especially when you're moving forward. They want to get on your bus, but you don't need everyone to keep your bus moving. You don't need everyone on your bus. So you're going to ask yourself that at 2 o'clock in the morning and you're in trouble, who do you call? That is a very mad question. Who do you call at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're in trouble? Who do you call? There was this time, I think it was at 1 a.m. my friend called me in the middle of the night, and I didn't pick, and I felt bad because, you know, she was in trouble, she needed somebody to talk to, and it was me she called and I didn't pick, because at that time I didn't know I, you know, was someone that somebody would want to call at that time, you know. And I usually put my phone on silent and all that. So please, I know there are some people that put their phone down like me, that probably switch off their phone or put it on silent, but please just try to maybe reduce the ringtone, so that at least if it rings and you see name, you know, you can pick, because they probably need you at that particular time. And if you don't have if you don't have anyone in your life that when you're in trouble at like early in the morning, or you're stranded on the road, or just anything, and you don't have anybody to call, you need to check your life very well. You need to check your boss. You need to check the people, because funny enough, you have a lot of people around you, but you don't have that one person that you can call. I'm talking about apart from God. You don't have that one human that you can call when you're in trouble, or like early in the morning, or just anything. You need to ask yourself if you really have someone like that. And if you don't have, and you know you have friends around you, then it's bad. At this point, you just have to reevaluate everybody in your life. So I'm trying my best to not make it so long, but let's see. So this is another hard pill we have to swallow. So if you can't be there for someone, you know, you can't be there for someone the way they need you to be, you need to get off that person's bus, so that someone better, not better, but like someone that can be available 100% should get on. You just have to do it for that person, you know, so that person can feel that's your space. If you know you're just there occupying space, you're not adding anything to this person's life, please just kindly get off yourself. You know yourself. Just get before the person even, you know, tells you it's time to get off my bus. You just get off, so that somebody that is 100% available can fill that space. And I think at this point, this is where we try to improve ourselves, so that we can be available for other people apart from ourselves, right? So it's okay to know and understand your capacity, you know, at any given time. And the true people that are supposed to be with you will really come forth. They will come true for you when you make some decisions in your life. You're not responsible for other people's emotions. I've said that. You know, you're just responsible to be kind. You have to be kind. No matter what you want to do, just be kind. It is not exactly hard to be kind. So just try your best. Did you know that social media influences people? Here is an advice for people trying to get progress. there are external forces that are trying to take your bus off the right road, and that is by seeing things on social media. Those things are fake news. Well, most of them are fake news. People let you see or know what they want you to know or to see. So someone can be so unhappy and be posting smiling picture on Instagram, and you'll be like, oh my god, like, can you see her? She doesn't have a problem and this, and you don't know she's dying inside. She just wants you to see what she wants you to see. She doesn't want you to see the part where she's crying, where she's dying, where she's depressed, where she's anything. You don't want to. So just never compare yourself to people's life on social media, off social media. Just never compare your life to anybody's life. Spend your time being in the moment. Enjoy your life. My little sister will always say, this life is meant for enjoyment too. You're supposed to enjoy your life and learn to be happy for other people. When you're seeing people make progress, you shouldn't bite your body. You should not be jealous. Be happy for them. What you love, you replicate. If you are thankful for another person, if you're happy for another person, good things will come to you. And maybe now everything's not going the way you want it to go, but just try to be happy for them. Your time is coming, and you want other people to be happy for you too. So don't be jealous. Don't ever compare yourself to another person's life. And when you become fiercely focused and protective of your time, because remember, time is the greatest commodity, and who is around you, it has to offend people. It's not because you're mean, but it's because they're just going to start thinking that if you're too good to spend some time with them and blah 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 blah. Boo. You just have to be protective of your time, because that is not something you can get back, so you can't waste it. There are some people that don't know how to say no. They don't know how to say no to unnecessary things. Here is what you should do. Learn to listen to people. Be present. Knowing and establish your priority. Because what I know is that once you do that, it is easy to know what to say no to. It's not everything you say yes. It's not everybody you say yes to. At times you are allowed to say no. It's easier for me to say no than to say yes. I don't know why it's that way, but for some people it's just like so hard for them to say no. It's easier for me to just no, but you know, I have to at least change so I can balance it and be able to say yes to some things. So sometimes, you know, we try to help people, and in the help, we probably hurt them if we don't process and reflect correctly. You know, when we're trying to help someone, while we are helping them, we are hurting them. When we don't process and, you know, reflect, like, understand it. And it's not about excluding people. It's not about, oh, I don't bother with something. It's about being the best that you can be, so that you can show up the best you can for people, for yourself, and also helping people to be the best they can. It's not everyone that is on your bus now that will still be on your bus in 5 years' time. 5 years is too much. In 5 months' time, or even the next day, it's not everyone that's on your bus today that will still be there tomorrow. It doesn't mean they are bad. It just means they have either grown more than you, or you have grown more than them. Mind you, there are people that are meant to be cheerleaders in your life, and they're supposed to be on the sidelines, and there are people that are your teammates, and they're in the field with you. So never feel bad for moving people to the sidelines. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the end. Thank you for your feedbacks and everything. So I hope you can still take our time to send in your feedback, your comments, your suggestions. And if you want to be a guest speaker on this podcast, you can send a mail to banterwithbenita@gmail.com. Everything is at my description above. Normally it's like description below, but it's above. So thank you guys so much. Hope to hear from you guys soon, and I hope to post sooner than I did. Have a nice day.